This keynote is a little bit different than many we've seen in the past. Number one, the background, the timing, the focus is not during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, but close to over 1,000 years later. Written by Columbus Ben Yehuda, who's from one of the cities we're going to be focusing on during this keynote. Even though this is about the Crusades and in 1096, and it happens to be that it did not occur, as we'll see in the keynote as well, during the time period of Tisha B'Av, or even close to it, in reality, every single churban that we have, every destruction that we have in our lives, it's because we don't have a base of Mikdash. If you look in the keynote, towards the end, I'll get back to the beginning in a minute, but towards the very end, just say towards the middle, on page 457, in the Koran editions. It brings down, explains that every single tragedy we have, we're not going to be adding on further tragedies as far as days to commemorate. We're only going to be solely focusing on the day of Tisha B'Av. As it brings down towards the end of that page, we're not going to add further days to remind ourselves of the destruction. Though, again, this did not happen in that period of time, it did happen because of the existence of a Tisha B'Av, the lack of the base of Mikdash, and therefore, even though this is not the right period of time, it's still a time to focus on. I want to share you a quick story. The Rav Riskin writes about the Klozenberger Rebbe who lost 10 children and his wife in the Holocaust. He relocated, and in his new place in America, one year they were reading from the Torah, and they got to the Tochacha, descriptions of the tragedies of one day will befall the Jewish people. The general custom in the world is when you read that part, you read it quietly. It's terrible, we don't want it to happen, it's depressing. And as was the custom, they did that as well by the Klozenberger. When he heard them, he said to them in Yiddish, say it louder. Read it louder. Now, they must have misheard, maybe he couldn't hear so well. So they didn't really respond to his request. At which point he said himself, louder. There was a pause. We know the age-old tradition is not to read it out loud. So they kind of ignored it until finally he turned his shender around and gave a big clap. And he said, louder. He said, we've been through all this already. The tragedies that we're describing here have already happened to us. Time is up. We shouldn't be experiencing this anymore. The story is told that immediately after this Shabbos, Klozenberger and his community relocated to Netanya, started a community, and to this day is still thriving over there. But we look around us and we see the mourning continues. This kina is devoted to explaining why it hasn't been enough yet. Why we're not finished. Why, no matter how loud we read that, we have a ways to go. And that's because we're very, very resilient people. When something happens and we're forced to go elsewhere, we're able to adapt, unfortunately, really well. And that lets us be comfortable to our next location. This key describes three cities that became big, bustling Jewish communities with yeshivas that stayed put. In 1096, during the time of the Crusades, they stayed put. They did not leave and not go to Eretz Yisrael while the people that they were massacred by were on their way to Eretz Yisrael, ironically enough. The non-Jews were going back to our land. We were happy where we were. On the way, they stopped off. And in these three cities, describes how they killed us. And again, I mentioned there's a little bit of a detour. We're not focusing on the base of Mikdash as much as we are on people. Each of these places had a different Rabbanim, Rishonim, that grew up there. Not in the time necessarily of the Churban, of the massacres. But the Baalei Tosfos came from one, Rabbi Gershom from the other, Rashi from the third. There are great leaders in all these cities. However, it's important to note that it's not only the great leaders that we focus on the loss of, but even the laymen, the people who are not necessarily the most greatest scholars. If you look in the beginning of the Torah, the beginning of the Kina, very end of the third paragraph, it says, "A Torah v'Talmud v'Halomda." Where is the Torah? Where are those who learn it? And where are those who learn it? Talmud, Lomda, what's the difference? Talmud is a person who's a scholar, a great leader, writes Svarim, but Lomda is anyone. A guy comes to the Kollel for the summer, he learns a few hours a day, he's a Lomda. We're reminding ourselves that every individual person, whether you are one of the 10 martyrs and wrote in the Mishnah or not, whether you can barely read a Mishnah, every single loss that we have is precious. It's hard to remember that as we go through a day like this, when there's so many losses. But every one of them is precious. If you look in one paragraph later, the very bottom of page 455 in the Koran edition, so it describes actually of the massacre that happened in Spire, where this is where the person, Clonus Ben Yehuda, was actually from. And there were two attacks. The first attack happened, and the bishop in the town protected the Jewish people for the most part. Only 10 people died. And then days later he came back, and the bishop kind of gave up, and there was a massacre of the entire city. If you look over here at the very end of the paragraph, it says, "V'chanei abalamai nigvau kulaham asara." All 10 were destroyed. Again, regarding numbers, it was the much less significant in numbers. But every single number is significant. All 10 perished. All 10 were massacred. Because for us, every single person is crucial. And we know this, and the world knows this. Even in politics, we know this. Whenever there's an issue with the Arabs and the Jews, and they have a single soldier of ours, every single person is precious to us. And we'll give back tens and hundreds for one. Because to us, the tragedy maybe of Tisha B'Av is that we don't even focus on the one. We focus on the masses, and we lose sight of that one. And if you ever had the opportunity to go to Poland and look in the museums, we'll call them, and see a pile of shoes of the Jewish children and families that were taken, it's hard to relate if you look at one shoe. You see a shoe the size of your little brother or your little child, and you put a body in that shoe, and then it hits home. And it's a tragedy that we're trying to remind you in this kina, that the little things, not the mass amounts, a single person, a community here, a community there, the tragedy that is as well is extremely significant to focus on. Just to end off in one last part, and it's in the, again, page 457, in the middle of the kina, there's a focus on the fact that we're busy, in the top of the page of that 457. So the Bechodesh HaShlishi, the Kriyas HaLeil HaShorora, we were massacred. The massacre that happened in Worms, it was during the time of Shavuos. The Machlokas, was it on Rosh Chodesh? That's what they're saying, Halal. Was it on the actual Chag itself? Either way, we know that Rosh Chodesh Sivan had a crucial role in the Matan Torah. The Gemara in Shabbos describes when Rosh Chodesh was and when the Matan Torah happened. It doesn't make sense. Usually we have days that we designate as being bad days. Tisha B'Av, bad day. Shavuos, great day. And yet we find over here that our world is turned upside down. The days that are designated to be happy occasions, we find in the end that it was terrible. It's tragedy upon tragedy. And we mourn over it because it's not our comfort zone. We're ready to mourn the days that we decide we want to mourn on. But the days that we're supposed to be happy about, we're not ready to mourn over. But we see over here, whether you're ready or not, when the time comes, it's you have to mourn. And the day the Torah was given to us, that day, time period, we had to give it back. We lost a tremendous amount of our scholars. But the light at the end of the tunnel is the same way it works, lignai, it works in the negative way. We have days that are, we think, happy, that turn sad. The reverse will happen one day as well. And we're told that Tisha B'Av, though it's a terrible day right now, and we'll read later on in the keynotes describing this, it will one day will turn to be a happy occasion. So for this keynote, the focus is not on the masses, on the individuals, to remind ourselves that every life is precious, and the three particular communities that didn't realize their role in Eretz Yisrael were the ones who suffered.